92.3.
Can I get a countdown?
3, 2, 1.
Well, good morning. It is Marks in the Morning on K92.3. We are almost halfway through April. It's the 13th today, 2021. Hope you're having a good day so far and a good week so far. Of course, you got a chance to win that $10,000 grand prize with the Cash Cow. More codes coming up yet this morning. I crunched some numbers. I figured it out. How many different breweries in Iowa you could go to?
I didn't
factor in gas. And I guess I should have because, you know, gas, you'll have to drive around the state. But of the breweries in the state of Iowa, there's like, I think, 21 at least that I could find online with Yelp reviews. You could hit them all up and get a beer at each one. And if each beer is roughly $7, I didn't go and look at all the prices, you could get 3.5 beers at every brewery and have enough money to try a second beer at almost all of them.
And you have a designated driver.
With $1,000, not the $10,000. And you better have a designated driver. With $10,000, it blows my mind. You'd have even more.
You could get growlers at each one.
You could get a growler. I should have done the math on that. But again, growler fill costs and beer costs vary. And I sat and worked on this for about 25 seconds. And I was like, all right, I don't think I can figure this out. That's just with $1,000. The grand prize is $10,000. Yeah, that's right. So keep on it. Get those codes from us starting at 8 o'clock this morning. If your prerogative is a Iowa brewery tour, I won't judge.
I love your train of thought at 5 a.m. Like, I wonder how many breweries I could go to.
I actually thought about this last night. I was laying in bed.
It's even worse. You couldn't get to sleep because you're dreaning about beer.
He was counting IPA, a stout, a lager.
Well, I did. Last night I found all the breweries, and then this morning I crunched the numbers. So it was a combination. You know, sometimes the best ideas come to you when you have no pen and paper or no phone or nothing by you, or you're in the shower or it's somewhere and you're like, whoa, that's a great idea. That'll happen for me with what we call sweeps on the radio station, the stuff that plays between songs, and then it disappears from my head. Like, we were at Hy-Vee on Sunday, Hannah and I, and I came up with a great one. I can't remember it.
You know what you need to do? Go back to Hy-Vee, because my mom always says that retrace your steps and maybe it'll come back to you. And more times than not, it's true. It'll hit you.
We were in the pet food aisle. It was something about pets, but it'll probably come back to me. Anyways, it'll come back to me when I'm back at Hy-Vee and don't have a pen and paper. It's Marks in the Morning. We got obviously Cash Cow, but other than that, we also have a chance for you to win a Silver Eagle Harley-Davidson gift card. Our ladies have taken the lead once again in Gender Bender, which is what I'm talking about. It's close, though. It's too close to call, that's for sure. 33-32 is the current score. We've had a couple people go, well, that's not possible. That doesn't equal 5. Well, they've had a couple days where we haven't played, so get off us.
And we're not good at math.
And we stick them, as evidenced by my opening monologue this morning with the beers. It was just a rough guess. Somebody will message you, you didn't account for tax.
You didn't account for the tips.
In the Atlantic colonies, tax is 8%. Okay, shut up. I get it. So we got a lot of good stuff on the show today. Other than that, well, I'll tell you what. It is kind of I'm sure this will show up in Nashville news, but it's a big story. Our old buddy Luke Bryan of American Idol fame for being a judge, he has COVID-19. Which is kind of crazy. I came out of nowhere. Got the news yesterday. We sent out an app alert. We got it from our partners at Taste of Country Nights. And Luke Bryan recovering at home. Now, just in time for the live shows. So Paula Abdul had to fill in the other night for Luke. I didn't catch it. I didn't see Idol. But I heard she did a good job. So it's kind of one of those things like, when will he be back? Well, hopefully very soon. At least 10 days, though.
Have you guys noticed that when... Now, I'm asking, I don't know for sure, when the stars contract COVID, do they announce it right away? Or are they almost in the recovery time when they finally come public with it?
Because Idol goes live or went live the other day, I'm guessing he had to tell the producers who were like, can you make an announcement? Because legally we can't.
True.
But all of a sudden you're not going to be on the show and you were just on all the taped shows. So my guess is it varies by star.
Yeah.
Remember when Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson got it, one of the very first people that most everybody knew, celebrity or not, I think that they were already in recovery, but at the same time, nobody really knew what it looked like then, at least not many people.
I think nowadays there's so many like precautions or those tests, especially for productions, for them to go forward, that they have to do that and they have to disclose it.
Yeah, probably. If I got it, look, I mean, now we're twice back, I'd be very upset if I got it, but I would tell you guys just because we're all working together. I think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
For most people, it's not a death sentence, so you just kind of go, okay, well, I got this thing that, you know, 80 bajillion other people got, and I'll be back in 10 days or whatever. But we wish Luke Bryan the best. I'm sure he'll be just fine. but it'll be a while before he's back on the show. All right, random facts are coming up. I have pets, you have kids. 45%
Same thing.
Yeah, well, 45% of people with kids or pets say they can't have nice things. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I do, too.
Especially cats. Cats knock everything over.
They do. Cats knock, and we have an angry cat right now, and she's trying to get back at us by peeing in places she's not supposed to.
Still? She's been doing this a while.
She stopped for a long time, and then she started up again. Although we caught her, so she wasn't able to do the job.
That's what one of your kids does now, right?
Yeah, just pees on the floor.
Come on. James Jr.
Actually, that's me. I blame it on the kids. It's just me.
Father like son. Work on your aim. Anyways, let me break this down for you with random facts. If you answered yes to that question / statement, having kids / pets or both, and not being able to have nice things, I'll break it down. 45% of people. So it's still a majority of people that did not say it, but I'll tell you what the people at
random facts.
You often hear people say, you're the reason we can't have nice things. Well, if you are a pet owner or you have kids, a kid owner, you're probably saying that. We can't have nice things. 45% of people with kids or pets say they cannot have nice things. So what is the number one reason for that? Well, furniture is the number one reason. Most people who answered, yep, we can't have nice kids, say their couch has a stain that was caused by, or a tear that was caused by a child or a pet. Yes, exactly. We bought a nice couch at Ashley Furniture a few years ago before the one here in Cedar Falls opened, before we moved here. Nice couch. It's all torn up. I mean, it's still comfortable, but not something you'd want to show off to your friends or family. In fact, when they come over, we go, we have pets. Kids and pets cause an average of $162 in damage to furniture year. A year. Yeah, I guess.
I suppose if you spread it out, yeah, per year.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain things that are probably not destroying to the point where you can't use it. Look, if they're jumping on their beds, they'll probably break it. That would get expensive. But scratches to a couch, I don't know how you price those unless you replace the whole couch. The most common stains caused by kids are food. And then pen marks is number two. Do your kids run around with pens?
Oh. Yeah, we had a leather couch, I remember, and they would take pens and write on it.
All right, so food stains, pen marks, spilled beverages like pop or juice, and then stains from greasy hands.
I can't believe urine isn't one of them. No, seriously.
Well, it might be number five.
Yeah, especially when they're in diapers, you know, and they're sitting on the couch.
Oh, yeah. 64% of people with children said they're waiting for them to get older before they start buying nicer stuff. And 1 in 5 people say their couch took more punishment than usual last year because, well, people were home a lot more.
Yeah, but also works out, too, because by not buying nice stuff, which is usually more expensive, you're, in a way, saving money.
It's true. And you can buy more secondhand stuff, yeah, which will save money, but still works just as well. I think secondhand stores were invented for people that don't want to ruin nice things. You know, like, this couch has been lived on. It's been used. I'm going to take it. I'm going to embrace it. And if it breaks, I'm not going to cry. You're not going to cry literally over spilled milk, even if it gets all over your nice couch.
I've learned it's very important to, as a parent in a nicer vehicle, if you have want to keep upkeep it,
oh, yeah,
put not car seats. That's what, you know, booster seats, like a cover over the seats.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And I did that. I bought some cheap ones and best investment I've made because kids spill everything.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. And sometimes you've got to give them food or drinks or whatever in the car,
mm-hmm,
or you're going through a drive through. I get it. I need that for me.
For your chips?
For your car chips.
My car chips. Oh, man, you should see my seats. Luckily.
Talk about grease, yeah.
Car vacuum. Oh, my steering wheel is discolored. It's crazy.
You can't blame that on the cat.
No, I've tried. It doesn't work. We'll be back in a few minutes with news and weather on Marks in the Morning. We're into Lambert's on the other side as well. And let's get to it coming up on Marks in the Morning. Oh, yeah, we've got more of these tickets to the Coors Bull Riding Classic. Sponsored by Tubbs Up. We have passes to the Coors Bull Riding Classic. Oh, my goodness, it's already this weekend. Friday, Saturday, it's both nights in Waterloo at the Hippodrome. The Coors Bull Riding Classic has been here many years in a row, and last year it was in February. Usually it's in February, I believe, but, you know, with the pandemic, they pushed it back a couple months, which was smart. Cases are down, and you might have a case of bull riding fever this weekend. So how do you win? You call me right now at 833-4985. I give you a statement, and you tell me if it's a fact or if it's bull, as in BS. This is the Bull Riding Classic, after all. 833-4985. We've weeded through the first number of callers to get to caller number 10. I believe I've got him or her. Hi, who's this?
This is Lee from Fairbank.
Lee from Fairbank. Lee, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm so glad you're on the phone with us, and I hope that you become a winner. I'm going to give you a statement. You tell me if it's yes or bull, meaning not true. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. You go to the movies. I know that seems like a foreign concept these days, but when you go to the movies, you see movie trailers. They're shown before the movie. Yes or bull, back in the day, the trailer was shown after the movie and not before. What do you think?
True.
It is true. She got it. They are called trailers, as in they trail. But movie promoters and film people realized everybody leaves when the movie's over. They don't even sit through the credits. So why would they sit for trailers? Well, they don't. That's why they ended up putting them in front of the movie. And so because of that, they're still called trailers for whatever reason. But you're a winner, Lee. Congratulations. You're going to the Coors Bull Riding Classic this weekend. And you should get up there on a bull. I wonder if they let you do that. Do you not sign a waiver of some sort?
I'll let you guys go and get up there.
Well, Carrie will be there on Friday. Maybe we can work that out, Carrie.
Yeehaw, let's go.
I'm going to put you on hold for one sec. We'll get your info off the air. And guess what? We still have a six pack, or what are we calling this, Carrie? It's like a box seat.
Yeah, box seats, a six pack of beer.
Well, it's like a six pack, except you're one of the six pack. We're going to give away tomorrow on Mark's in the Morning. So you still have one more chance to go on us to the Coors Bull Riding Classic, and our own Carrie will be there Friday before the gates open. All right, we'll be back in just a couple minutes with Lee Bryce and Nashville News. The Cedar Valley's number one for new country. You've got Tuesday Blues Day about 8 minutes away. Chance to win on Gender Bender. Silver Eagle is our sponsor this week. But right now, I want to debut a brand new song from Thomas Rhett. I couldn't be any more excited about this. Thomas Rhett has a double album coming out this year. It's going to come out in two different parts. A side A that will arrive this month, right on the 30th. And a side B, TBD, to be determined, sometime later this year. Thomas Rhett's first single from his new album, it's called Country Again. You're going to hear it in about 30 seconds, and I listened to it this morning for the first time. I love it, and it's going to sound, to me, this is all about Thomas's life. This must be his most personal song, and Thomas is not shy about singing about his life, from his adoption and his children to other, you know, stories about meeting his wife and whatnot. Life Changes was a great example, 16, both very personal songs. But this one, maybe no more personal than this. It's a love letter to Nashville and to country music. And I want you to listen and tell me if you hear perhaps a hint of his feelings on the pandemic, or if maybe that inspired some of this song. So without any further ado, let me play this for you. It's called Chess. My name is Johnny Marks. This is Carrie Mack over here. Carrie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. And of course, JP is over here on the other side of the studio. James, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Are you really? Or that sounded, I don't know. I can't tell.
I'm loaded up on caffeine. The sun is shining.
Carrie doesn't drink caffeine. We've talked about this on the show.
She's nuts.
I know.
Or am I healthy?
Is caffeine unhealthy?
Yes, it's one of the most addictive substances you can put in your body.
That's because Johnny and I have addictive personalities,
yeah, we do.
Carrie.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend your addictive personalities.
You've heard me talking about FanDuel. You know I've already got issues.
You have a gambling problem, and the problem is you don't win.
That's my joke. That's my joke. Give it to her. That's right. Nice job.
Wow.
Yeah. That's our thing, our inner office thing, is we'll send Owen Wilson gifts or GIFs to each other. We've run out, though. It's the same one now. At least me. I always said the same one.
It's just the same Owen Wilson over and over.
Wow. Anyways, it is Tuesday Blues Day. It is 7:15. Dave says it better than we do.
It's Mark's in the Morning Tuesday Blues Day. What's got you feeling blue today, Cedar Valley?
Yeah. Well, that makes me look stupid.
Funky Joe on the harmonica. Thank you, Funky Joe. Yeah. All right.
Ooh.
Funky Joe.
Funky Joe. Okay.
That's Johnny's nickname.
When I don't shower.
Funky Joe, get in the shower. Use some soap this time.
You can tap the chat button on our app to send us a message if you'd like us to read your Tuesday Blues Day. If you've never listened or heard it before, it's 7:15 on Tuesdays. We give you a chance to air a first world problem without any fear of being judged. Yes, normally we have way more important things to worry about than first world problems. But today it's your chance to say... whatever. I've got one for you. I'll kick it off. I think JP mentioned he's got one. Do you have one, Carrie, before we move on?
We'll see if I remember anything.
Okay. So I'm back at the gym. I returned yesterday to the Sportsplex. I love the Sportsplex. I hadn't been there since, I guess we got our COVID vaccine there, but I hadn't been there to work out since August of last year. And the only reason I know that is because I keep a note in my note file that tells me my locker code, which I'd forgotten. So it's a good thing I had that jotted down. And it said it hadn't been accessed since August. So I was like, whoa, it's been a while. And it was great to be back. I have no gripes about the gym or any of the people at the gym. It's not one of those. It's more my gripe when I hopped on the scale to see where I was at. By the way, I also jot that down. 27 pounds, my friends.
That's what you've gained?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you don't show it, so I'll give you that.
Thank you. Oh, it's there. It's just in weird places.
Also, you survived a pandemic.
Hey, that's exactly what my wife said. It's funny. I don't know. You guys have ESP or ESPN. Because I texted her. She was obviously at work. And I said, I'm back at the gym. And guess what? I'm up 27 pounds. She said, you also survived a global pandemic. And I said, yeah, and a bag of spicy potato chips this afternoon. So
got you through it. Good for it.
So does that mean you're going to lay off the car chips?
I don't know. There's none right now in my car.
Well, that's the problem. You ate them all.
Yeah. I went to the doctor about, 7-8 months ago just for a routine checkup. And I was at 180-something then. I'll tell you my weight. I'm an open book. And now it's 197. Yeah. It's not good. I'm not happy about it. I'm telling you that now so that in an upcoming Tuesday Blues Day, when I'm still at the same weight, I can complain about it.
This is motivation for you, though. You started at the gym, and now you realize what your weight is. You have a goal.
In my own defense, I did weigh myself with my shoes on, so it's probably more like 170, right? Yeah. Come on, those are heavy shoes.
You have to take off everything, especially for when you got to take off the jewelry, the earrings, those little studs.
I set my water bottle down.
Phones weigh a lot.
Yeah, I did have my phone on me, you're right. Anyways, there you go. I just thought I'd open that Tuesday Blues Day with that, and hopefully everybody feels better about themselves. All right, JP, did you want to go next?
Yeah, if you think yours is crappy, I can top that.
All right. Please do.
Cruising down Highway 218 the other day. Had the windows down a little bit, just to let it in a little bit cool, fresh air.
And
pull up upon a big old semi-truck hauling some piggies down the road.
Oh, boy.
And I see a little piggy tail sticking out the back.
Oh, no.
Which means its rear end was facing my car.
Oh, no.
Carrie, if you don't know the hog trucks, they have holes so the pigs can get some air.
Yeah.
So we can breathe the fresh smell of the hogs traveling down the road.
Oh.
And one of them just let loose by me.
Oh, no.
It crapped all over my car.
No way.
All over the windshield.
It flew through the air?
It got the grill, too.
Oh.
So the smell came straight in through the car.
No.
So it's basically I was crapped on.
Oh.
By, yes, thank you.
More than usual.
Yeah, so I did wash the car immediately, but still, like I said, it hit the grill, so I had that smell just emulating
you
it.
You know what? First of all, God bless you for being back behind that. Somebody had to be there.
Yeah.
You mean, you can only keep a certain distance before people are like, why is nobody in front of this truck or behind this truck? But, you know, Carrie and I, last time we were at Tommy's Car Wash, we got free car washes. I feel like we should give JP, who's going to actually be there in a couple weeks.
No.
I feel like we should give you a free car wash. I feel like you earned it.
And the funny thing is, after it happened, I thought, I wish my kids were in here to see this because
they would have loved it.
Telling them the story just doesn't do it justice rather than actually witnessing. Because we play games. When you see like a horse or a cow, we always say, my cow, my horse, my chicken, we call it, and we get points. We accumulate points. So usually when we're behind a hog truck, we'll call out, as long as there's pigs in there, you get a point.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I get more points for being crapped on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You've heard the expression, when pigs fly.
Yeah.
Not so much when pigs' fecal matter flies.
Yeah, but part of it flew on me.
Yeah.
Oh.
I hope you had bacon last night.
It was a weekend. Can you imagine if that was on the way to work and then you guys have to smell me the entire time?
Hey, James, I didn't want to say anything, but have you been eating pork this time?
Something smells like bacon. Butt? Well, it's not bacon.
Pork butt? All right.
Pork butt?
Rump roast.
There you go.
Rump roast.
All right, Carrie Mack, do you have one?
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
I guess I do, actually. A bit of a Tuesday Blues Day. I mentioned to Johnny that I wanted to start going to the gym.
Yes.
It's been a while since I've gone to a gym, I'll be honest. And I had no intention of following up at this gym. And Johnny yesterday messaged me and said, hey, so they have a free trial if you want to go. So now I have to go.
Like a good friend, when I went back to sign up for a new membership, I said, hey, you know, I've got an interested blah, 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 hoping that I would get like a deal on my account. That's if I'm being honest. And they said, oh, yeah, she can or he can try it out. I can't remember exactly how many days you get for free, but you can try it out, including the classes. And so I tell Carrie sent me a message on Twitter, of all places. And so I responded with whatever and said, hey, and by the way, because I happened to be there at the time. And then she never said anything back. And then this morning I brought it up and she's like, okay.
No, I'll go.
My Tuesday Blues Day.
I'll go. I'm going because you said there were spin classes and yes. I love spin classes.
All right. Well, I'll spin with you. All right. Wow. Thank you, Dirty Joe, or what did we call
Funky
him?
Funky Joe.
Funky Joe.
You don't even know his name.
I can't remember.
Funky JP after that.
Your poop story got me all discombobulated. All right, we got time for a couple that you left on the K92.3 app. There's a couple ways you can message us. One, hit the chat button. That's easy. And you text us. And two, you can tap the B on the radio button. Then you can record a message. This one came in late last week about her hairy boss. Is that right?
My boss.
His hairy boss
believes that he is was the love child of an orangutan and Burt Reynolds from Playgirl in the 70s. He has never seen any kind of male grooming device. He's got nose hairs that are sticking out so long. He's got things hanging on him. He has food from lunch that catch onto his nose hairs for so long. His ears look like a freaking woolly mammoth. It's disgusting. It's one of those things where you go, how do you not see this? Like, I want to tell you that you have this, but, like, it's so obvious.
That guy's blood pressure was very high over something that shouldn't have bothered him very much.
Well, that's a... His boss really can't help it if he's hairy. No. I mean,
yes,
that's...
you can. You can trim it. Women get waxed all the time.
Are you saying that his boss should get waxed?
Yes. I think getting waxed is something everyone should do at some point.
I don't think you can get your nose waxed, though.
You can, yes, you can. Oh. You put little...
No,
rip it out.
No. That should be illegal.
Oh, that would hurt. Yeah. Oh, man.
That's not okay. All right, what time is it? We've got time for one more Tuesday Blues Day. This one came in. This one had a name on it. It's from Ginger, and she's not a fan of crazy kids when she goes out.
People who let their children run around like crazy animals inside public places. I was at a restaurant the other day, and this kid was just running all over the place. Like, teach them some manners, please. When I was a kid, I was never allowed to behave that way.
I don't know that you'd remember that, would you?
I will say this. That woman has no kids.
Yeah.
She does not have children.
Do your kids, I know your kids have gotten a little older, but did they used to run around like crazy people when they were younger?
And then I'd scream at them and they would stop. They would feel my wrath.
Oh, no.
And that worked?
Well, yeah, for the most part. I'll give them, not literally, a leash, but they'll get a little bit leeway to run wild. But, like, you know, you go grocery shopping, sure, you can run around a little bit. Just stay out of the way of people. Don't get in the way.
That's why you stagger your kids. You have them, like, 5 years apart. And then the older sibling doesn't want to get sent home because the younger sibling, so that you have, like, another ally that can help you calm them down.
It's also good to let them burn off that energy because by the time they get home, they're ready for bed.
There you go.
There's always planning with children.
So in a way, it's okay when they run around the restaurant.
Yeah.
May stink for the rest of us. We'll be back in a couple minutes with news and weather on Marks in the Morning, Darius Rucker, and then, yep, Gender Bender, sponsored by Silver Eagle Harley-Davidson. Don't let it be your Tuesday Blues Day. Call and win coming up in 10 minutes.
Hi. It's time to play Gender Bender on Marks in the Morning. Hey, Johnny Marks, who are our contestants today?
Before we start, I want to remind you, if you ever miss Gender Bender or you know you're going to be away from your radio, of course, you can listen anywhere on your phone, but you can get caught up on demand with Marks in the Morning. This segment's always included. All right, Ashley is with us from Evansdale. Ashley, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Ashley is, we learned, a redhead, a ginger. So I hope that brings you extra luck. And Jason,
I hope so.
Maybe not with the sun so much, but maybe winning today. Jason is your opponent from Waterloo. It's a kind of a border battle. We think of Waterloo Cedar Falls as a border battle, but same with Evansdale. Jason, how are you doing today?
Good.
I'm glad to hear that. You're each going to be getting three questions from either JP or Carrie, and whoever has a better score wins. Now, these two have played before. If you've never played, give it a try tomorrow. I'm just saying. Ashley, you are our first caller. Are you going first, or is Jason?
I'll go first.
All right. She's ripping the Band-Aid off, so JP's going to fire away. Good luck.
Ashley, true or false? Jason Aldean's given last name is Jones, so it'd be Jason Jones. Is that true or false?
Oh, I'll say false.
You are correct. It's actually Williams.
Jason Williams. Okay. So, wait, isn't there a basketball player named Jason?
There was, yes. Yeah. There still might be, too.
I wonder if he decided on Aldean then just because of that. I don't know. I have to look that one up. Nice job, though. She's one for one.
There are two types of blood cells. Red blood cells and what's the other color?
White.
Absolutely correct.
Nice job. And now explain them to us, please. No, that's not. Is that question three? No. Okay.
What actor supplies Brian, Peter, and Stewie Griffin on TV? The voice. Who's the voice of Brian, Peter, and Stewie on Family Guy?
Oh, I don't know.
Seth MacFarlane. He's the creator of the show as well.
Yeah, not a lot of payroll there. You just had him doing all the voices. All right, so Ashley got two out of three. That's often enough for a win, but Jason might have something to say about that. Good luck.
Okay, Jason, true or false? Brad Paisley, Josh Turner, and Trisha Yearwood all graduated from the same university.
False.
True.
Oh, no, they did, huh? That, that almost seemed like it was too preposterous not to be true. Do you know which school?
Yeah, Belmont University.
Belmont.
Oh, that's in Nashville, so that would make sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. If those three or four or however many names you just rattle off aren't on their little Hall of Fame, then something's wrong with Belmont.
Okay, Jason, your second question. Zinfandel is famous for what product? Zinfandel.
Makeup.
No, wine.
Oh, wine. Like white Zinfandel?
I don't even drink wine. I knew that one.
Did you?
Don't, Don't be easy, Jason.
Sorry, Jason.
All right, one more question. Even if it's a win for Ashley, we still want to give you a chance to get a point here.
Okay, Jason, we talked about Katy Perry's daughter yesterday, and I said her name wrong. what is her first name?
I'm not sure.
That's okay. I wasn't either. It was Daisy.
What did you call her?
I called her Dove, which is a beautiful name.
That's her middle name. It's Daisy Dove.
Daisy Dove. Well, that was a hard one. And Ashley, with a 2 out of 3 score, is our winner this morning. It held up. Congratulations. Jason, you can call back tomorrow. You can call back anytime this week or next and play again, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much, man. Have a great day. We appreciate your call. Evansdale Ashley, the ginger with the mostest, I guess. I don't know. You are our winner today. You're going to Silver Eagle, Harley-Davidson, gift card in hand. I'm going to just have you hang on for one sec. But before I let you go, what are you up to right now? Are you going to work?
Yeah, I'm in the parking lot.
You sound so excited.
Sounds like
that.
You love your job, Ashley.
I'm at work.
Well, I hope they give you a high five when you walk in, because your song is called Starting Over. Chris, one of the many K-Country artists coming to the state this summertime. We're excited about it. He did knock off some of his tour dates for 2021 that were rescheduled from last year. But as far as we know, his Iowa State Fair appearance is still on for August. So that's something to look forward to. Chris Stapleton, Keith Urban, Sam Hunt. There's some big names coming to the Iowa State Fair this year. We're very, very excited about that. I know Carrie hasn't. Have you seen a show ever at the Iowa State Fair, James? Do you remember? And if so, which show did you see?
I've been to the fair many times, but I've never been to a show there.
Never been to the grandstand?
No.
Huh?
No.
The Iowa State Fair starts on the 12th this year of August, which is a Thursday, as always, and it goes through the 22nd, which is a Sunday, and that is 120 days away. Blake Shelton, one of the huge acts. I think he was one of the last ones announced. Blake Shelton will be there that Friday. Sam Hunt. Cole Swindell and Dustin Lynch. That one, for sure, was the most recent one added. And some other artists that are not K-Country stars include Styx. I didn't know they were still around. With special guest Tesla. Styx.
Oh.
Mr. Roboto. Did they sing Mr. Roboto and Come Sail Away?
Come Sail Away.
Yeah, those falsettos. Can they still hit those notes?
You can't. But
I can't. I could never hit those notes.
I bet you try hard enough if you can.
No. And this one I love because it's your childhood and your grandparents' childhood. The Beach Boys with special guest Hanson.
Oh, my gosh. I would love that much.
What a pairing.
There's like two generations missing there.
I'm assuming Hanson's opening for the Beach Boys.
No. I assume this is a collaboration.
No, I assume Hanson's wheeling the Beach Boys out in their wheelchairs onto the stage.
With AARP, they probably can't stay up too late.
Oh, no.
No, the Beach Boys were supposed to play in Cedar Rapids last year, but then the derecho hit, so that kind of messed things up.
The derecho messed it up,
The Hanson Band, they frequent many state fairs. I went to their show at the New York State Fair a few years ago.
I want to say Hanson played at Adventureland a year, two, 3 years ago.
No way.
Yeah, at a fall show in September, Hanson was there.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I think it was them anyways.
You know, I hope when they have this new theme park coming, not in Lost Island, but when you said Adventureland, it made me think of it. Lost Island will have, obviously, the water park, which is already there, and then the theme park. It would be cool if they had, like, a band shell of sorts. I'm not saying we'd get huge names like Hanson, although, well, maybe Hanson. But, you know, like, you're not going to probably...
I'm not trying to.
Okay, Carrie, name one other song besides Mbop. You can't.
Exactly. Pass.
Pass. I've got no idea. But, you know, like, even a smaller town performer. Like, you know, Maddie Poppy's a local gal. If she were not doing anything on a Friday night, it'd be fun to have something there. But, yeah, Iowa State Fair will be a lot of fun. I mean, Blake Shelton with Matt Stell, that alone would be worth the price of admission. Tickets for his show start at $45. That's kind of the going price for starters. Sam Hunt's $40 at his lowest. I guess Cole Swindell, you can get it for $30. Chris Stapleton, $45. Keith Urban, $45. They do go all the way up to $80 or $90. All right, coming up on the show in the next 5 or so minutes, we're going to talk about prom. And it is the season here, at least for prom proposals. I can speak for myself, even though I didn't, we'll talk about this, I didn't go to prom, but JP, were there prom proposals when you were in high school?
No,
you just asked.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend in high school, and I just said, you want to go to prom? She's like, yeah. I'm like, all
right. Yeah.
You wrote it on a stone tablet, right? That's how they did it.
Did you guys take a limo?
We did one year, yeah. We did rent a limo. There was like 6 or 8 of us. Yeah.
All right, we're getting morning. It is Tuesday morning. It is the 13th day of April, 2021. So prom is coming up pretty quick. Do you remember when prom was for you back in high school, James?
End of April, early May is right around that 2 week period. Yeah.
Same here. It's usually right, you know, kind of at the start of planting season for farmers. And if you are going to prom this year, chances are, if you're a guy, you've already asked the gal you want to go with. Or if you're a girl, you've already turned down the guy you wanted to go with, right?
Not necessarily. Sometimes it's the guy who rejects the girl.
That's true. Oh, is that what happened? Oh, we'll have to get into this.
Oh, no.
I want to talk about our prom experiences. Also, just the thought of promposals in general. But we also have this posted on Facebook. A little different spin on it. What is our spin on the Facebook page there, Carrie?
Well, I'm very curious about everyone's experience. So describe your prom experience in 3 words. And mine was, dang, got rejected. JP, well, don't laugh. I guess we figured out yours.
I never went would be mine. When you were in school, Carrie, obviously when you were in high school, it was more recent. So there were probably promposals.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any students doing anything really elaborate?
Yeah, there were a lot of theater kids who would go to the local theater and put, will you go to prom with me, in the marquee.
But if a lot of them are doing it, it is kind of weak. Like at the first one, that's clever. And then after that, it's just like, oh, Josh did that last week. Mm-hmm. Josh did that, you know, or James did that 2 weeks ago.
I think they had to book out times, too. They would have to go reserve times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see how you would.
I hate how it seems now everyone tries to one-up each other. And then when you think about it, it's cute, you know, it's high school, but it's a dance. You know, it's not like you're asking hand in marriage.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is. It's a one-night thing, essentially. JP, so let's go on to you. If you had to describe your prom experience in 3 words.
I didn't dance.
No?
No, I would slow dance, but that was it.
Aww. I never went.
I'm not a dancer.
Didn't dance?
Yeah.
Did you ever go then, Carrie? Back to you for a sec. So you did, but you had to go with Stag, or did you go with friends?
Yeah, I went with friends. When I was in high school, it was pretty common to not necessarily go with a date, but to go with different friends. Because the dating pool was very limited back home.
I suppose. It kind of is for everybody, though, unless you're going to ask somebody from another high school. You're sort of stuck with whoever you got. Back to the promposal thing, I appreciate them. I respect them. But I kind of, with James, it's like, well, you almost feel like you have to know if you're a guy. What if you just want to ask, but it's a casual friend? Like, it's not a serious relationship. You just kind of want to go.
But it's such a cute thing, especially to post it on social media and share it.
Yeah, which is great when they get rejected, when someone spends weeks planning this. Maybe they... The cornfields aren't up now, but say they... What if they went in mode... Will you go to prom with me in the cornfield?
And they take
an aerial shot with a drone or even a plane, and they do this gigantic, elaborate plan, which costs hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. And right away, the girl's like, no.
No, I'm going to skip this one.
I feel like if I was the girl being asked, I would just be super flattered that they went to that much effort to do that for me.
That's a lot of pressure, too. You almost have to say yes, I would say.
Does the captain of the football team need to work that hard?
No. He just has to hand his girlfriend his jersey and be like, go to prom with me,
it's
right?
It's the poor theater kids that have to work that hard. It's the rest of us. that aren't the super athletic ones.
And when I mentioned that, when I would ask someone to prom, I just would ask them. And that's not just me. That's what everyone did. There was no elaborate scheme. And I don't remember. We had like 100 in my class, maybe 400 in the entire high school, maybe. And no one did anything like that. There was no promposals.
There was nothing when I was in high school either. The guy would ask, and then they would go or not go.
You guys sound like two curmudgeon-y old men.
No,
back in my day.
I never went to prom, but I never asked anybody. I never got rejected, but I never put myself out there.
The biggest thing we had to worry about for prom was who was going to drive. Usually we'd go in a group. And then I would say the most stressful thing was trying to find the perfect place to eat. Because you just can't go to a fast food. You're supposed to go to some place nice. And I am not a fan of fine dining. I just want a big burger.
JP,
and that's it.
JP wore his sweatpants to prom.
He wore one of those tuxedo t-shirts.
No.
There you go.
At my prom, we actually had dinner there.
At the school?
No, it was at like a local resort.
You had dinner at the resort.
So your prom was not even at your school?
No.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know if ours was either, now that I think about it. I don't think that's too terribly uncommon. Oh, maybe it was. What about you? Describe your prom experience in three words. We'd love to hear from you. This is posted on our Facebook page, K923 Waterloo. Somebody wrote, hotel after party. Aaron wrote that. I'm sure Aaron had a good prom, or at least the after party was good.
I feel like the after party was just as important as the prom.
See, our after prom was, it was almost like a casino style thing where the teachers would play cards. You could win prizes. It was, you know, it was safe. It was to keep everyone from getting in trouble. Yeah. But I mean, we'd do it till 4 a.m. It was fun.
And then by 4 a.m, they figure you're fine to go home, even though you're exhausted.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it. Describe your prom experience in three words. If you have a great promposal story, by the way, I'd love to hear it. Tap the message button on the K92.3 app, or it's the chat button, I should say, or call us, 833-4985. That might be a little much to type in, depending on the experience. I'd love to hear from you. It's Marks in the Morning. We'll be back with local news and weather next. Music from Dierks Bentley, and then JP's got a history lesson for us. So that's all coming up in the next 10 minutes on the show. Yeah, I'm Terry Mack. You're on the mighty K92.3. It is 9:08. 42 degrees right now, heading for a high today. Not too far off of this, about 50. You do have a chance to enjoy a warm-up here, but it'll be about maybe 8 or 9 days. I was looking at the 10-day outlook, and the next time we're close to 70 is Tuesday. Oh. Not today, a week from today.
Ooh.
Carrie's excited. I'm like, that's good enough.
I will say, I was at my daughter's track meet last night, the first one of the year. First one ever, because 7th grade last year, they couldn't have track because of the pandemic.
That's true, yeah.
So it was at Dyke, New Hartford, and man, sitting out there for 4 hours, even though it was close to 60 with that wind, it was not warm at all.
It was a nice-looking day yesterday, but it wasn't much fun to be out in.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Where is it? Does Denver have an indoor track? Doesn't one of the schools have an indoor track?
If Denver does, I do not know. They have that gigantic, beautiful facility for basketball.
Yeah, they've got a beautiful sports facility.
I don't know if there's an indoor track or not.
They probably can't do indoor activities, really, because of COVID, though.
Well, they play basketball and volleyball.
Oh, okay.
I suppose they could. The kids could. I don't know how many people they could have. Track is a weird sport to watch, too.
There's so many different things going on at once. Yeah. The field events, the track events.
So it all goes on at once.
Well, they have races going bam, 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 and they'll be doing the long jump and the shot put, the discus on a separate area.
Otherwise, you'd be there till 12 o'clock.
Yeah, last night, I think it was supposed to end at 7, and it was about 7:30-ish before it was done.
Oh, no thanks. No thank you. Well, it'll warm up, but like I said, 10 days.
I don't really want to wait that long. That's almost May.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. Isn't that crazy to think? April, Thursday is the halfway point. This is a 30-day month, so April was halfway over as of Thursday. But yesterday we were talking about grilled cheese, and Kraft wants to one-up the idea of yesterday was International Grilled Cheese Day. Kraft announced they are releasing grilled cheese incense.
I'd buy it, I'll be honest.
Would you? What would it smell like?
A grilled cheese fresh out of the oven, aka deliciousness.
Why incense and not a candle? It seems like everyone goes the candle route.
I don't know.
I'm just picturing a ghost that you're trying to like exorcise and you use the grilled cheese scent.
Peace be with you. Smell my grilled cheese.
You'll just have a bunch of neighbor kids coming over or a bunch of, people, smoking things they're not supposed to.
Smoking grilled cheese sandwiches.
2 a.m. showing up at your house. Like, hey, I heard you had some grilled cheese. Hey, I heard you need to go away. Hey, I'm going to call the cops. if you're interested, you can go to their Twitter page. I'm not going to give them more of a free plug than that, but I just think it's fascinating. And they're not selling it. They're giving them away. I don't know why this is like the business model now is we're not going to make this product. We're just going to give it away if you like us on Twitter or whatever, or follow us on Twitter.
They know it's not going to work, and this just gives them some free promotion.
It's a niche audience. Not everyone's going to want this.
You want grilled cheese incense? Make your grilled cheese and leave it on the stovetop too long, and your whole house will smell like grilled cheese.
That's burnt grilled cheese, John. Not the same.
You want perfect? I can't give you perfect. I'm flawed like the rest of you. But with regards to grilled cheese, it's one of those things when you make, your house smells like it for a while anyways, even if you don't burn it.
Do you butter the sides of the bread when you
grill it?
You
have to.
Yeah. Yes, that's the only way to do it. If you don't, you're an animal.
I don't eat a lot of grilled cheese, but when I would eat them as a kid, they were always buttered. All right, JP has promised us a great tease for Weird News Rodeo, which is now about 11 minutes away. And so what is that, Mr. James?
The world's longest rabbit has been stolen.
Whoa!
Now, I'm not talking about a plush animal. A real live world's longest rabbit has been swiped from its home.
A stretch rabbit.
Not Thumper.
Wow.
No, its name is Darius.
Darius!
Oh, no. Well, we'll get the load. Yeah, there it is. It's time for Weird News Rodeo, a roundup of weird news stories where each day JP corrals what he feels is the highlight. We have one about a rabbit today, huh?
Yeah, the mysterious disappearance of Darius. Wow. He's an award-winning 4-foot-long rabbit. Now, think about that. Think about an average rabbit. It's barely the size of your palm to your fingers, right, baby. Yeah. This thing is 4 feet long. That's as tall as Carrie.
No, that's not. That's probably one of your children. Your youngest child is 4 foot.
So Darius went missing. I kid. Carrie's like 3 feet tall. I'm kidding, Carrie.
3'5", excuse me.
The rabbit's taller than Carrie?
Darius went missing from his home in England on Saturday night, and his owner has offered an over $1,300 reward for his return and said it was a very sad day because Darius is old. He's at least 11 years old. These continental breed rabbits only live a maximum of like 5 years. So he's way past the breeding stage. So why anyone would steal him? Any guesses? Why would someone steal a rabbit that you can't even breed for awards?
Worth a fortune.
Yeah, he's a world record holder.
Some people believe, sadly, that they're going to use him for stew.
No!
Rabbit stew. Think how much meat is in a 4-foot-long rabbit.
Oh, man. I don't know what rabbit meat tastes like. Has anybody ever had it?
Someone's going to find out, though.
Not Darius.
Darius is 4 feet, 2 inches long and is a record holder after being named the world's longest rabbit in 2010.
Wow.
And he claimed that title from his own mama rabbit named Alice, and he was her 4th award-winning rabbit.
Well, just go back to Alice and grow another one.
I think she's probably dead, Johnny.
Yes, they only live 4 to 5 years, and this guy's like double that. He weighs 53 pounds.
I found a picture of him and the lady holding him. It almost looks like it's Photoshop.
Yeah, doesn't that look fake?
Yeah, you see that, Carrie?
It's kind of like Kangaroo Jack. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was it.
That gives me the same vibe.
So Darius, I was reading some of the comments on this story. This is in England, so people are saying that her backyard isn't, the fence is only a couple feet tall, so basically they're saying anyone could have reached in and grabbed them. But why? This is a well-known, he's world-famous rabbit. He is huge. Anyone, if you see him anywhere, you're going to know that that's Darius.
Are we sure he didn't escape?
That's what I'm wondering.
Because he's 4 foot, so I'm assuming they jump, like, taller than they actually are. So there's a chance he could have just hopped over the fence.
Can you imagine being a hawk and you see this 4-foot-long rabbit? You're like, this can't be my lucky day. You wouldn't be able to pick him up.
Oh, no.
53 pounds.
It's like when you get a really big cheeseburger.
Seriously, that's a gigantic cheeseburger.
Our minds go to food. It's like when you get a gigantic cheeseburger. So now you're making me hungry.
So we can't wait to hear the safe return of Darius. And if we don't hear anything about his return, we can only assume he is Stu.
I just figure he ran away after Easter came and went. And he didn't feel paid, and he was compensated, paid well for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Those rabbit unions.
Yeah. Well, good luck, Darius. We hope you have a speedy return or slow return since you're so large. We'll be back in a few minutes with news and weather on Marks in the Morning. Luke Combs is on the way along with Eric Church, does to me, and much more. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. You have another crack at the cash coming up in 25 minutes. You can win $1,000 like Kayla.
awesome.
Isn't that nice? It's pretty simple stuff.
Hey, this is Kayla Hernandez, and I won $1,000. And you can win cash, too. Just download the station app and listen to Win Cash.
That's right.
Just keep it right here.
Yeah, thanks, Kayla. I guess I can just go home
now.
You're
doing your job for us.
Yeah, fine. Thanks. You don't need us. $1,000, yeah. Or $10,000. That's the grand prize for the cash cow. Any little bit would be nice, though, wouldn't it? Go on that brewery tour, that winery tour. Carrie said she would go on a winery tour.
Yes, I would, because I'm bougie.
State of Iowa winery tour. Speaking of our tour, our 10-town tour continues next week, a week from tomorrow. We're going to be in West Union. We'll have more details on that coming up as we inch a little bit closer. But West Union, we're coming to see you. I should do like a wrestling promo. Like, West Union, we're coming for you. Oh, yeah.
You got to bring some beef jerky then.
Slim Jim. Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Step into West Union.
Watch
your
man.
I'm actually taking off that day now, so.
Was it because I just spit all over the place here?
Yeah, because I got some in my eye, actually.
It's all right. We've been vaccinated.
That's right. You should be fine. We all got the same vaccine. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Speaking. Please tell me that's how you got your vaccine. You were like, oh, yeah.
Put it in my arm. Oh, yeah. Didn't feel a thing. 2 days later. Oh, God.
Going down.
The J&J, Johnson & Johnson vaccine's been halted over blood clot concerns. Only, I think, 6 out of 7 million people, six people, have gotten blood clots. They're all women between the ages of 18 and 48. As a result, the vaccine's been paused, at least for the time being. I'm sure it'll be reintroduced at some point, but the other two vaccines remain available. I only know one person, two people that got the J&J. We had a guy here. My stepmom got it, but our guy here is a guy, so apparently he's bucking the trend because it's been women so far. But just as a heads up, that shot is gone. You can read more on the K92.3 app. We have that whole story posted, and I think on Facebook for you as well, if you want to check it out there. As we near the end of the show, obviously Cash Cow and Carrie and I will pop on every hour at the top of the hour while you work to give you a code. I do want to remind you, you can check out the show anytime, anywhere on demand on the K92.3 app. Just tap the podcast button and there we are. Or wherever you get your podcast, you can hear the show. We do not put the Cash Cow codes in there, though. I take those out. I edit them out. I sit there diligently removing them from every show.
And he laughs maniacally as he does it. He's like, they will never know.
Oh. I don't know why I'm Santa Claus when I'm laughing.
Santa Claus is ruining Christmas.
We're talking about you being evil and maniacal. You're like, ho, 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 children.
I'm taking your codes out. Anybody wear a jacket this morning? You got one on.
I wore my winter coat this morning and a stocking cap. It's chilly. Wimp.
I put mine away. I'm done. I said, unless it snows, gosh, heaven forbid, I'm not pulling the coat out again, and I'm sticking to it. So I went out in this. If you can't see, because your radio doesn't have the sight function enabled.
Mine does.
Yes. I'm wearing just a polo shirt, so I was very cold this morning.
You didn't even bring a jacket?
No.
Nothing.
No,
Johnny?
Not even.
You're going to need one at least till almost mid-May, end of May.
Probably.
You don't have a windbreaker or something?
So you're sticking with this, so we can hold you to it.
Yes.
To not see you wear a jacket
unless
to work.
Unless it snows. If it snows, I'll put my jacket on. Otherwise, no jacket.
What if it gets down to ungodly 15 degrees some night? And when we come into work, by the way, it's not like the sun has risen for an hour and it's warming up. It's the coldest point of the night.
I'll park in my garage. Then I don't have to step outside.
But you have to step outside when you get here.
Yeah, but the ramp is somewhat enclosed.
No. It's so windy when we come through, Johnny. It's like in Chicago.
Walk. I'll be power walking. I'll burn some calories.
Right. His arms are going to be red because he's not. He's committed to wearing these polos.
That's why I wore a red shirt.
We need to hold. Let's have an outdoor all-staff meeting.
I would appreciate it if we did not have an outdoor all-staff meeting.
So the numbers are saying that we should fire Johnny for not wearing a jacket.
I'll just watch from inside while you have your all-staff outdoor meeting like a normal person. And you guys can enjoy your all-staff outdoor meeting. I'll be inside eating cheeseburgers, the same one Carrie referenced during Weird News Rodeo about 20 minutes ago. Yep, that one.
The whip one.
Yeah. All right, before we go today, we've got Weird News Rodeo. I'm sorry, we just had that. We've got Nashville News, our Nashville News Minute, last one of the morning coming up. As always, all those stories that Carrie shares with us can be found on the K92.3 app, which you'll need for the aforementioned Cash Cow. Next code, 20 minutes.